Since his birth, Mara has raised Kel in this safe place, away from other whales. But now he has a rival for his mother's attention, a young male humpback. This visitor is a sure signal that their time here is coming to an end. Soon they will rejoin the others. The young male is looking for a mate, but Mara will not be ready again until next season. That still doesn't stop him showing interest. It is only because no larger males are nearby that this young one dares to follow her. Last season, when Kel was conceived, it was very different. The males competed fiercely to mate. As many as 20 followed her, fighting to be at her side. She attracted the very largest males. The closest one had the best chance of mating, but he had to defend his position. The once peaceful singers battled violently for supremacy. This is the final lesson Kel must learn if he is to father his own young. He will have to become a fighter. His first chance to mate may not come for another 12 years when he is fully grown. Only size will give him the strength to push rivals away. The battles between the males lasted for hours. They were immense tests of strength. With Mara in front and his rivals falling behind, the closest male had one final trick. He blew a curtain of bubbles, stretching the length of the sea to screen her from the other males. Battled all day. But in the end, it was Mara who made the choice and conceived her white whale. It's been 4 months since Kel was born. Mara is now starved and tired. and she can see that he is restless. This is her signal. It's time to leave their nursery.